Hi, this is Lisa Miller with Lisa Miller & Associates in Tallahassee, Florida, and host of the podcast, The Florida Insurance Roundup. I'm here on the fourth floor of the Capitol, in between the Senate and House chambers, on the final days of our 2017 legislative session. There's so many issues debated in these halls of importance, and we need to make sure that we do all we can to influence good public policy that affects Floridians' lives and all of our livelihoods. I know that many of you understand that no matter what the issue, it all goes back to insurance, and insurance is my specialty. So today, we took time to visit with some seasoned veteran lobbyists and other consultants to talk about what is important to them and what they see and give us their perspective. Joining us now is Ben Pallera. He is the face of Florida for Care, which is an incredible organization that has been advocating for the implementation of the constitutional ballot initiative mandating medical marijuana and the great things that it can do for people that suffer from some awful illnesses. So, Ben, tell us about you and your passion about this particular medicine and where you think we may land in the next day or two.
Sure. I told the Senate Democratic Caucus this morning as I was presenting to them, this is day 59 of 60 of the session, but this is probably day about 1,500 of my medical marijuana advocacy. I've been doing this since January of 2013, and for me, it's not born out of you know, a history of cancer or some sort of other disease in my family, but from the fact that I know a lot of people who've been addicted and have lost their lives, who have lost years from their lives, and I'm passionate about medical marijuana because I believe it saves lives, because I believe we take too many pills, and to the extent that we can replace or supplement those pills with whether it is medical marijuana or literally anything else, besides these dangerous addictive narcotics, that's a good thing for all of us. So I'm pleased that we've gotten to this point, and I think we're damn near close to the finish line, but we'll know in a day or so.
And you know, a lot of work I do is in the insurance industry, and you saw the governor just declare an opioid crisis of enormous proportions, which affect people's ability to go to work or their driving abilities. It all affects the insurance industry one way or the other. So do you believe that medical marijuana could be the solution to a reduction in the opioid abuse in our state?
I don't know if it's a solution, but it is certainly a step forward. There was a study that showed that in states with medical marijuana laws on the books versus those without, opiate overdose deaths dropped by 25%. In a calendar year.
Wow.
There were, the last reported year in Florida, there was like 3,300 people that died from opiate overdose deaths. That would be 800 lives potentially saved. So it doesn't fix the problem, but it certainly moves the needle forward in a significant way.
And in your conversations, because I know we're going to have the medical marijuana bill, its final stop, is that right? Kind of tell the audience, as of today, it may change by the time they listen to this podcast,
right. But
where are we in the progress of legislation that we're going to hope get over the finish line by the time this thing ends?
So the House has passed their bill, HB 1397, and it's in the Senate's hands today. Senator Bradley has proposed a pretty significant strike-all amendment that is a compromise, I think a reasonable compromise between the two chambers.
Okay.
And we expect the Senate to vote on that this afternoon, and then hopefully the House will do the same tomorrow, and the bill will be headed to the governor.
That is great news. I know how hard you've worked in your team. Any parting words for those that are listening and that are hopeful that medical marijuana will become a reality in our state in a very open and upfront and accessible way?
Well, I would say keep up hope. I think I don't know when this is gonna be posted online, but I hope and expect that by the time it is, we will have passed some good implementing legislation, and that dream will be realized here in a matter of months.
And the final plug, tell them how they can get a hold of Florida for Care and join and become one of your members and be a supporter.
Sure. It's www.floridaforcare.org, www.floridaforcare.org. We're on Twitter at Florida for Care, and we're on Facebook at the same.
And I encourage the listeners to go online and support this great organization. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.